In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, the Church honors St. Vincent de Paul, a man born to a poor peasant family who never forgot his roots and spent his life trying to alleviate the suffering of the poor. He was ordained to the priesthood at 19, and at one point in his life was captured by pirates at sea and sold into slavery. But he and his master, whom he converted, escaped after 2 years. His concern for the poor became his full-time work then. And as he knew that this would take more than he could do on his own, he used his connections with royalty and the wealthy to beg for donations, which, due to his gentle and charming demeanor, he had no difficulty receiving. He gathered other men and women who were willing to dedicate their lives to God and his poor children. At one point, he and his followers fed as many as 16,000 souls a day. To continue his charitable work, he founded the Vincentians, and with the help of St. Louise de Marillac, the Daughters of Charity, and he is known as the patron of charities. St. Vincent de Paul attacked his calling to bring the poor into the presence of God with childlike tenacity and persistence. He would bring these souls to a better place here on earth. And in the first reading today, we see that God would return his chosen people to Jerusalem, where he would be present among them. God promises to bring us to a new home, to a new Jerusalem, where the streets are paved in gold and where he is eternally present. But to gain entry, we must see ourselves as God sees us, as little children, full of awe, able to love without expecting anything in return, such as the hug of a grandchild when you meet that is pure and love freely given. Children are blank canvases wanting to be painted upon. They are capable of experiencing wonder, not jaded or know-it-alls. They are overflowing with God's love and anxious to share this love. They are loyal to family, friends, and the truth. As his children, God wants us to be with him in heaven. But are we prepared for heaven? If you were to look in a mirror and gaze upon your soul, would it be pure white and unstained? Is it without sin or fault? Or have you fallen into this world's temptations and given in? For who of us, if we are truly honest, can say that we are without sin and not in such disarray that our garments are not soiled? In truth, most of us are in no state to come before the King for all eternity. But as Zechariah the prophesied, our Lord will come for us. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, he'll remove our sins if only we come and ask forgiveness, if only we come with a spirit of contrition and ask to be made clean. Recall a leper who asked to be clean if Jesus willed it, and Jesus responded, I do will it, be made clean. If we ask, he will certainly will this for us. For all that is required is for the baptized to confess their sins out of love for their God, and the pearl of great price will be theirs. The Jews in Babylon had only one day a year to do this, Yom Kippur. We as Catholics, members of Christ's mystical body, and children of the new covenant, have the sacrament of reconciliation available to us frequently and always if we are in great need. Today, so many would be their own king instead of children. They would rule over a kingdom of one, themselves, make their own laws, dispense their own justice, their need for control blinding them to their need for love. But love, the love of God, the love of God, of a God given to them through us, is ever their hope. My friends, it is all too easy for us to see ourselves as safely protected under God's arm as members of the Son's body. It's all too easy for us just to look out on the world as if we were in a bubble and not wish to leave its comfortable confines. But that is not our place. That is not our calling. As children of the light, we must leave the warmth of the bubble and go into the world in search of the souls that are lost in their own tiny world. As Jesus sent his disciples out to touch the people of Israel, he sends us, his children, out to touch the multitudes of the other. Those who, for whatever reason, have lost sight of their home and have settled on so much less. The promise of heaven was given to each man and woman at their creation, at their conception. But so many have forgotten this and settled on a world that is so limited over one that extends forever. So many of our brothers and sisters, thinking like adults, have falsely seen their place in the world as what is important, as what is all that is important. They have made themselves gods in their own eyes, and as gods have made their own laws and announced their own morality. They have lost the vision of a child, and it is as children that the gospel tells us we will walk with the Lord. For whoever receives this child in my name receives me. Therefore, my friends, hold back your desire to rule your lives on your own. Seek to be content to remain as children in the eyes of the Father. Listen to the words he has left you to guide your actions and trust in his love for you. As children of the light, children of God, come before the altar today and in childlike humility, ask for forgiveness, ask for knowledge of the truth, ask for the strength to carry the word to the world, and ask for the grace to do God's will. Be the beautiful creation God has intended you to be today and all days. And above all, remain as children in God's eternal family. May God bless you.